Andrew, how are you?
Hey, good. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Well, congratulations. Were there nerves? I mean, it was tough to have a feeling of what this team would be, but we assumed you would be a part of it. How did it shake out? When did you get a phone call or the information that you're part of Team Canada?
Yeah, it was pretty throughout the whole process. There wasn't, to be honest, there wasn't a lot of nerves. It was just I knew I had a chance and we had some tournaments and I could prove myself. But then once the Spengler Cup ended on the New Year's Eve, then I think that's when the nerves started. When the tournament was over, there was no more opportunities and everything was kind of left on the table. And then for the last about week and a half, that's when the nerves started. And you get texts from friends saying that you're for sure on the team. You get texts from other people saying maybe you're not, maybe you are. So it was a little nervous until I got the phone call from Sean Burke and everyone else last night.
You've been playing pro hockey for the last 15 years. Where does this rank for your career highlights?
I think this has got to be up there. This is probably this and then my first NHL game with Anaheim. Probably the two biggest with my last two Swiss championships are coming in right behind that pretty close. But this is, I think this probably is number one. Didn't even think it was possible a few years ago. So it's pretty crazy.
Was it when the lockout came or the NHL said they weren't going that you thought, hey, I still have enough gas in the tank. I'm still playing well over in Europe, that this was something that came part of your process?
Yeah, I think it was pretty much last year at the last year's Spengler Cup, and there was kind of rumblings around that that there was going to be this opportunity that maybe the NHL wasn't going to go. And I think last year was my first Spengler Cup, but there was the guys that had been there before, we were talking and they said this is a little more serious this year, a little more emphasis on making sure that you have a really good tournament. And I think that was kind of the first impression for a lot of guys. And we had Sean Burke was the GM last year too. So I think it was that was the starting point for myself personally.
He is Andrew Ebbett. He joins us on Point. Perry Silkowski, Randy Janda on a day where he was named to our National Olympic team.
Andrew, is this any more special because you get to share it with one of your teammates in Mason Raymond, who you also know from your days with the Canucks?
Yeah, it's last night was pretty cool having we got Mason and I and also Max Noroz on the team here in Bern too, and we've three Canadians and we've gone through the process since August trying to make this team. And I kind of played with Mason last year at the Spengler and in Vancouver as well, and I kind of helped bring him to Bern this summer, so we've kind of been through a lot together. So it's been we were talking yesterday and we were pretty sure Max was on the team for sure. Us too, we weren't too sure about, so we just kind of said we were going to send a text with a thumbs up or a thumbs down. And last night about 6 o'clock, I think, here in Switzerland, Mason sent me a text with about six thumbs up. So I had just gotten off the phone with Sean Burke as well, so I sent him the same thing back. So it was a pretty cool moment.
Andrew, as you would be aware, there are hockey fans in this country going, oh, you know, it's not the NHLers. These guys weren't around. And then there's some who are just, hey, it's the Olympic team, it's our national team, and these guys will get the job done. Do you think, as a collective group of guys, and you've played more NHL games than others have on this roster, but there's an awful lot of experience, but you have that common bond. A lot of you have played games, and then at some point it just didn't work out and time had passed. Will that be a common bond and a chip on your shoulder that you guys will use for motivation?
Yeah, I think for sure. I think it's been it's always been a thing for me, is kind of proving people wrong. I mean, I wasn't expecting to ever play. I was happy to be playing in the American League coming out of college, and then no one expected me to play in the NHL, and I kind of kept doing that and kept finding my way to play on the teams. And I think I was watching the show tonight on TSN, and Craig Button was saying something about the Vegas Golden Knights and how they every night, and I've read articles how they have something to prove. Every guy on that team has kind of been shoved off their old team and they're on Vegas now, and every single night they have one or two guys that's trying to prove something to somebody. And I think that's something we can take for sure. We have guys that, you know, we still have a lot of a lot of juice left in the legs, and we're playing over here in Europe. We're having fun doing it, and now it's an incredible feeling to get a chance to play for Canada at the Olympics.
Andrew, you turned 35 last week. Happy belated birthday, by the way. You're later on in your career. How much more hockey do you want to play? How long do you want to prolong your career to? Because you're playing amazing hockey right now, tied for second in scoring in the Swiss League.
Yeah, it's something that finally I've started to think about here in the last year or two. I've kind of feel, I guess, re-energized since I came to Switzerland. My last couple of years in Pittsburgh was a lot of fun. It was awesome. I was playing with Crosby and Malkin and Kunitz and all the guys like that. But I was living in the hotel in the minor leagues. I was living in the hotel when I was up in Pittsburgh, and it just kind of started to wear on me. And since I've come to Switzerland, we won the last 2 years. We won two championships in a row, and I have my own apartment here. I'm home every night, and I just feel really re-energized in this. I broke my leg my first year, and then last year was tough with kind of getting back to 100% health. And this year I've just felt, since day one, I've felt really good. And I think maybe the Olympics has played a part in that, but I feel like I got 2, 3, 4 years left in me for sure.
Well, we spoke to Mason last week on our program, and because of family and all that, he really said it's a nice fit for him over there. It's such a business and up and down in the NHL, AHL teams. You make the team, you're sent back down. Has playing over in Bern and your time in Europe brought enjoyment? And not that you ever lost it, but has it made the game more fun for you?
Yeah, it's just a lot of fun for me. I think it's a perfect fit. I mean, I love the travel here in Switzerland. The country is beautiful. I'm home every night. The longest trip is three and a half hours max. And for me, I just wanted to be back on a team where I was part of the team from day one till the end of playoffs. And with all my teams back there, you never know. You come to the rink, maybe you're sent down, maybe you're staying up, maybe you're only playing 5 minutes a night, maybe you're playing 15. So I just wanted to I didn't know how long I was going to play for, and I wanted to enjoy it and be a big part of the team. And here I play, Mason and I play 15 to 20 minutes a night, and we're counted on to be the best players every night. So for me, having that pressure on me it's been a lot of fun the last 3 years.
We would be remiss not to ask you about your time here in Vancouver. What do you remember as your highlight in your time with the Canucks for a couple of seasons?
I had so much fun in Vancouver, just for me, for being a BC boy. I mean, I was always a Calgary Flames fan when I was growing up, but growing up in BC, you see the Canucks every night. And
how was that? How were you a Flames fan growing up in the interior?
I was born in Calgary and spent the first 6 years in Calgary, and then we moved to Vernon. And I don't know, I think my dad and I always had fun just kind of rooting against the Canucks, because all my best buddies and all his buddies were Canucks fans. So we just stayed with the Flames, and calling my dad and telling him I signed a contract with the Canucks, I'll never forget. He was he was so happy for me, because he got to come see me all the time, but he couldn't believe that his son was going to play for the Vancouver Canucks, the team he kind of always rooted against.
Who kind of gave you a big impression when you were here with Vancouver at that point that you leaned on and had some fun times with?
Oh, for me, it was, Hank and Danny were incredible. I was telling guys actually at Spengler last week, I never had guys, I mean, for me and even guys in the minor leagues that were up and down all the time, and you'd walk into the rink and Hank and Danny knew when the last time you were up, what your wife's name was, what your kids' names were, where you lived in the summer. It's to have those two guys there, especially now with the Canucks, with all the young guys they have, I think it's invaluable. It's the leadership that they show kind of day in and day out, and their work ethic. I tell guys all the time, they're two amazing, amazing guys.
You talked about that you may want to play for another 2, 3, 4 years. How long do you think the Sedins could play for?
Well, last time I was there and I saw them, they were in pretty good shape. So I think they got a lot of hockey left in them, and the skills that they have and the smarts that they have on reading the ice and reading the game. I think they could play for a long time.
Andrew, thank you very much for your time. Congratulations on the announcement today, and best of luck with Team Canada over at the Olympics next month in Korea.
Sportsnet 650.